This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission, scheduled for Wednesday, March 29, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Our next item of business is a demonstration of our new search engine capabilities on the website, and to lead us in that effort, Mr. Alec Palmer, who's our Deputy Staff Director and heads up the IT Division of the Federal Election Commission. Mr. Palmer.
Thank you.
And I think we will take our seats and watch the demo.
Welcome. I have a little brief presentation today on our new search engine that we have incorporated into our FEC homepage. Unfortunately, a lot of the work that went into this is behind the scenes on the technical side, so what you're going to see is very brief today, but trust me, there was a lot of work that went into it. A lot of the reasons that we did make the change in our search engine was basically based on three factors, one of them being both accuracy and that which is relevant. And you'll see today as we come up with one of our first comparisons to our new versus the old, you'll be able to see that quite clearly. Second, we wanted to make an improvement in the look and feel, the navigation, make it much easier to get to the information that's on our website. And we also have some additional new features which are specific to the Google model that many of you have seen and are familiar with, as we're using basically a mini Google search engine that we've incorporated into our website. So pretty much anyone that can Google will be able to search our website very effectively and very efficiently. Let's go to our first search. We're going to type in commission meetings. Blake, do you have the old one? You can alt-tab to that. This is the old version of our search engine, and where we typed in commission meetings, and you'd have to go to the fourth item down to get really to where you wanted to go. Let's go back to the new one, Blake. On the new one, because it's more relevant, more accurate, it popped up at the very top. Go ahead and click on that link, FEC commission meetings. This takes you basically to the commission meetings homepage on our website. That's just one example. Let's do another search. We're going to type in the word disclosure search. It's a lot of people that use our website to be able to search information on our disclosure database. If you click on that first link at the top, campaign finance disclosure, this will then send you right into our disclosure search homepage, where you can then basically look for parties, PACs, individuals, searches, etc. The old search engine was not this effective, where you had to scroll through a couple pages to find out where you needed to go. Our whole objective is to basically provide it easier for the public to be able to get information they need much more quickly and more efficiently and truly utilize the tools that we have here on the FEC website. Let's go ahead and let's talk about the key match technology. One of the technologies that we have within this new search engine is called key match. I'm going to type in the word internet. If you notice now, the very top two items that come up on the search engine are highlighted in blue. This is called key mapping or key matching. And what we do, this is a manual effort that we do in the background where we do a couple things. We basically know the hot button issues that people want to look for and research on. We also can monitor all the traffic on our website and find out where people go to the most. And so when you type in the word internet, these two that come up at the top are basically the most critical information that people will want to go to regarding the internet and some of the rulemakings that are now under discussion.
I think that third one is very critical.
Yes. I'm going to do another search now. Let's remember a couple months ago we did the presentation on podcasts. Well, let's say that you forgot how to get there. So you just go ahead and type in the word podcast. And at the very top, there you have the highlighted audio recording. Click on that, Blake. And then that will basically send you to the audio recording page where all our audio files are. Just another example of how to get to podcasting very quickly. The third one we want to do is coordinated communications. And again, here's an example of basically how we use key match technology to elevate the search results at the top of that page. Another very interesting feature that we have is the synonyms. Go ahead and type in PAC. Now you notice right underneath the search box, it comes back and says you may also want to try separate segregated fund, non-connected committees, things of that nature. So because people may not know, well, most people should know what a PAC is, but just in case they don't, we have all the other synonyms associated with that so they can research and get to it in a variety of ways. Let's try another synonym, soft money.
I thought we got rid of soft.
I was hoping that you were going to have the final rule on coordinated communications up there.
We tried. If you notice Love and Funds, somebody may not know what Love and Funds is and how that coordinates to that. Go ahead and click on that. Now let's say that somebody clicks on Love and Funds. Click just on Chapter 8, that very first one that's found. Now this brings up a PDF document. Now, not part of the Google search, but something you may already be aware of. If you go up to Edit, Find on this page, just type in the word Levin. Find next, and it goes to the very first instance of Levin found on that page. So again, it makes it very easy to be able to go through a PDF document to find the language that you're looking for on that PDF document on that website. And my next feature, which is actually I use quite a bit, spelling. Let's, Blake, type in the word commissioner with three S's. Of course, it's going to come back and prompt you for the correct spelling. So that's another Google feature that we've incorporated in. Search tips. Above each one of the search boxes, you have search tips. You just click on that. This brings up the basics of the Google search. So any user can basically take a minute, browse through this, and it tells you how to choose keywords, and how to do basic queries to effectively get the results that you want. Notice the vacation Hawaii on there. We won't go there, Blake.
Anything on our website?
Nothing better come up on that.
All right, let's go to the advanced search. What we want to do here is basically this is where you can get very, very specific to really drill down to very specific documents. We're going to type in on this search, we're going to type in the word internet, and then in the box below it, the exact phrase of opening statement. And here it's popped up at the top. Just click on that first one. And then here's basically all the agenda documents, et cetera, related to anything that has opening statement and internet in the document. Again, you can mix and match any type of words you want to be able to narrow down to the results on our web page. So we have a tremendous amount of information on our website. We just wanted to implement a tool that we felt would make it more efficient and effective to be able to get to the data that we want the public and the press and also internally to be able to do research, that you could be able to get to that information on our website. But one of the side benefits that we have just in closing is that this also helps us maintain our websites much easier. This is going to make Blake's life a bit easier, because right now, without this, to be able to see all the web pages that are linked together, if you make a change in one, what are the other 500 pages that are linked to that? It was difficult. Now with this, we can utilize this Google technology, and it provides us a list of everything that is linked. So when we modify one page, we know what everything that is attached to it, and hence we don't have any orphan pages hanging out there by themselves, which we did have in the past. Any questions? Blake deserves the credit. He did all the work. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alec, and thank you, Blake, and for everybody who's worked on everything you've done to improve our website. You guys have done a terrific job, and I can't tell you the number of comments I get from people on the outside thanking you and your team for what you've done. You really, it's the commission, it's really the commission acting in the best fashion to do that. So do we have any further business? Mr. Staff Director, any further items to bring to our attention?
No, Commissioner, there are no.
All right, hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.